else want to try this verse? It's an easy one. Panchatattva-vatirna chaitanya-rasange. Panchatattva-laya-karin sankirtana-range. Okay, so. Panchatattva-vatirna chaitanya-rasange. Pancha Tattva Vatirna Chaitanya Rasange. Pancha Tattva Rasange. Rasange. Ladies. Chaitanya Rasange. Pancha Tattva Laya Karin Sankirtana Range. Pancha Tattva. These five tattvas. Avatirna. Advented. Chaitanya Ra. With Lord Chaitanya. Mahaprabhu. Sange. In company with. Pancha Tattva. The same five subjects. Lanya, taking with himself. Karena, he does. Sankirtan, the Sankirtan movement. Range, in great pleasure. Translation. These five tattvas incarnate with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and thus the Lord executes his Sankirtan movement with great pleasure. Can I repeat? The five tattvas incarnate with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And thus the Lord executes his Sankirtan movement with great pleasure. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. In Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.32, there's the following statement regarding Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna Varnam, Twisha Krishna. Everybody knows that one, right? Can I repeat? Krishna Varnam, Twisha Krishna. Sango Pangastra Parshadam. Yagyaya Sankirtana Prayaya. Yajanti Hi Sumeda Saha. In the age of Kali, people who are endowed with sufficient intelligence will worship the Lord who is accompanied by his associates by performance of the Sankirtan Yajna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always accompanied by his plenary expansion, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, his incarnation, Sri Advaita Prabhu, his internal potency, Sri Gadadhar Prabhu, and his marginal potency, Sri Vas Prabhu. He is in the midst of them as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always accompanied by these other tattvas. Therefore, our obeisances to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are complete when we say, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. As preachers of the Krishna Consciousness Movement, we first offer our obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by chanting this Panchatattva mantra. Then we say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. There are 10 offenses in chanting the Krishna Maha mantra, but these are not considered in chanting the Panchatattva mantra. Namely, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita, Sri Gadadhar, Sri Vasadi, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is known as Mahavanyaya Avatar, the most magnanimous incarnation, for he does not consider the offenses of the fallen souls. thus to derive the full benefit of chanting the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. We must first take shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, learn the Panchatattva Maha Mantra, and then chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That will be very effective. Taking advantage of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, many unscrupulous devotees manufacture a Maha Mantra of their own. Sometimes they sing Bhaje Nittai Gaur Adhe Sham, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. They say Japa Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. That's only for Japa, not for Kirtan. They become very big. Or they sing Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Shri Radhe Govinda. Actually, however, one should chant the names of the full Panchatattva, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrindam, and then the 16 words, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But these unscrupulous, less intelligent men confuse the entire process. Of course, since they are also devotees, they can express their feelings in that way, but the method prescribed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pure devotees is to first chant the full Panchatattva mantra and then chant the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So, one time he said, if I have no value in my books, at least Krishna's name is there a lot. So this purport, he really got into it. But names of Krishna, so he said, if there's no other benefit, at least people get the name. It's the same thing when I'm speaking. I figure if we say the Maha Mantra enough times, there's some benefit. So, Om Agana Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chaksura Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rup Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sadrajatam Sahagana Raguna Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Sabarutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Shunyavari Paschachade Satarane Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gora Twishe Namaha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavanishri Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langayate Garim Tat Kripa Tamaham Bande Shigarun Dinatarane. So it's a very nice verse. He performs this Sankirtan movement very joyfully. Runge. When I was trying to find this verse, I looked up Runge, but many, many verses. Of the great pleasure that Lord Chaitanya takes in his Sankirtan movement. Of course, he's in the mood of Radharani. He's worshipping Krishna. But also he's benedicting the whole world, all of us, you know, special causeless mercy that this Sankirtan movement exists, and especially that we can take part in it. That's by the mercy of the entire parampara. That's why we say all these prayers. And just that one Vande Hum, it covers everything. Then we go into more details. We could go through the entire, you know, parampara. But we're somehow connected. So we're also able to join in and also spread this Sankirtan movement. So we're seeing now how more and more people are chanting the holy name. We see that in Mayapur. This, what Prabhupada, that was 1974. I wasn't there, but I was supposed to go. I don't know, somehow we got cut off. You know, those days they'd promise you anything, and then at the last minute, sorry, Charlie. You know, but the money went somewhere else. But I don't know, there was maybe 300 or 400 devotees there. 1975, that was more big. We had a chartered 747 from New York. Stopped and picked up devotees in London or Rome or something. And that was about it. We made 500, 600 devotees. Now, there were 6 Parikram parties, and each one had over 1,000, sometimes 2,000. And so many were still, the temple was packed. So things are growing here. I came one Sunday when this temple was first starting. It might have been 25 devotees here. And only this room. So it's the Sankirtan movement is definitely spreading by the mercy of the Panchatattva. You have to always remember that. The Prabhupada is stressing, always take shelter of the Panchatattva before we chant Hare Krishna. We have to avoid the 10 offenses, and they will help us. When we're preaching the holy name, then there's no offense. Then we get purified. And the more we get purified, Krishna will help us. So some think that there's no incarnation in Kali Yuga, but there's many, many predictions. This one from the Bhagavatam is one of the main ones. Krishna Varnam Twisha. Krishna is chanting Krishna, but he's not the color of Krishna. Varna means syllables. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It's also the quality of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya is not he's not an avatar. Like all the dasa avatars, he's avatari. He's none different than Krishna, absolutely Krishna. And I just heard Prabhupada explaining. In the Goloka, there's different sections. So there's a Lord Chaitanya section there. There's Navadvip. And there's Braj. So if a devotee is worshipping Krishna only, then he can be in Braj. Devotee is only worshipping Lord Chaitanya, he'll be in that. And some can be both. I guess we're the, you know, we're worshipping Lord Chaitanya and Krishna, all our temples. We're chanting Panchatattva, we're chanting Hare Krishna. So those can, by not yoga expansion, by just being exactly the same in two places at the same time, like television or something. Like now I might be in many places, right, at the hospital and here and there, but it's not the same. When Krishna's in every place, you know, he's different. So great devotees like Narada Muni and the associates of Lord Krishna, they come with him when he incarnates in the Vaikuntha, when he comes to earth, but they're different than they are. They're still the same person, but they manifest for different leelas. So it can be in both. It can be in the Gaur Leela and in the Krishna Leela. But right now we just want to serve. You know, sometimes we get devotees say, I want, give me prema, you know. But it's a little bit jumping ahead. We want service to the Sankirtan movement, which is unlimited. There's so much variety of ways we can serve. But Sango Pangasa Parshadam. You know, he comes with his associates, and especially the Panchatattva, but then many, many other associates. When we read the Adi Leela, you know, we had the, especially chapter 8, chapter 9, you know, just unlimited list of associates and, you know, who they were in Krishna Leela and whether they're mostly with Lord Nityananda and mostly with Lord Chaitanya, and what kind of amazing, you know, characters they had, all those associates, they come. They're Krishna's associates. They come from, he ordered them, go ahead of me. You know, so Mother Yasoda, Sachimata, Jagannath Mishra, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Dvaita Acharya, all of them came ahead. Others came at the same time. Lord Nityananda came a bit ahead also. Then Yajna Sankirtana prior. The Yajna is the Sankirtan. You know, and it's the only Yajna in this day and age that's actually effective. We do a little fire Yajna once in a while, but without the Sankirtan, without the congregational chanting of the holy name, it's useless. We don't do that. We can't forget that. With the chanting of the holy name itself enough to get all benefit, whatever anybody needs spiritually, and to spread the Sankirtan movement. That is our, you know, that's the Panchatattva's mission. They were very happy, and described it, to see that, you know, people were being, their sense gratification. Like now we see Kali Yuga is getting, so people think they're enjoying more and more, but at the same time they're in more and more anxiety that they're going to lose their sense gratification. Things are going wrong, you know. I remember when I was with Vishnu John Swami once at some school program, and they said, typical question, what's wrong with sex? They said, well, there's a lot of diseases. Then they dropped that question. You know, didn't condemn it. He just mentioned a fact. But people are worried, but they're too stupid. The Maya just bewilders them. But those with good intelligence, yajantihi sumedasa. Su means good. Medasa means a brain. When they have good brain, good intelligence, then they'll join the Sankirtan movement. Therefore, we want to, you know, honor any devotee who's joined the Sankirtan movement. We have to be careful that they're chosen by Lord Chaitanya to be allowed in to the intimate association of Lord Chaitanya and the Panchatattva, to be able to go out and distribute the holy name, distribute books, distribute prasadam, open temples, all the different things that the Sankirtan movement is doing. It's not that you can just buy your way in, or buy, you know, it's by Krishna's causeless mercy, someone is able to accept that mercy. People ask, give me mercy. The mercy is there for everyone. Again, Vishnu John Swami, it was quite obvious in his day that, you know, he was getting a lot of mercy. He had unlimited energy to chant, and anyone who got near him would start chanting, and people would join, and so he asked Prabhupada, why am I getting so much mercy more than others? Or why are you giving? Prabhupada said, I'm giving everybody the same. That you're taking it. That's what we have to pray for. We want to accept the mercy. Mercy is there unlimitedly. The Sankirtan movement is there for everyone. The same mercy is there for everyone. Once at John Lennon, you know, the devotees were staying at his house, and I guess he noted that the devotees were so blissful. He didn't feel the same. So he came to Prabhupada. He said, I want to know what you're giving your disciples that you're not giving me. And Prabhupada said, I'm giving everybody the same thing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Ram. Ram, Ram, Hare. When you get initiated, what do you get, right? You get the Maha Mantra. It's not, you don't get a new secret mantra or anything. But you take it, you know, officially take it, surrender, then so much more comes from it. So Prabhupada kept telling, he didn't believe it. He got a little angry, actually. Then Prabhupada said, we have to leave here. But the same is there for everybody. But we have to take it, look for it. You know, the books are full of mercy. All the service we do is mercy. Everything, association of devotees, sangha. You know, Panchatattva avatirna, Chaitanyara sanghe. You know, in the company, the sangha, and joyfully performing the Sankirtan. So, of course, we get the Sankirtan pastimes is mostly with Lord Nityananda. Gaur Nitai, right? That's where they were going out. But the other Panchita, Advaita would go. He, even though he was an old man, he was a lead dancer all the time when Lord Chaitanya would organize the Sankirtan parties, like at Rath Yatra. Haridas Thakur was an old man. He was a lead dancer. Srivas was the old man. They were, kind of makes me feel, you know, we're always trying to make excuse, I'm old now, can't. But if we're really Krishna conscious, then we could be like Jagannath Das Babaji, you know, when there was a big kirtan, he would jump out of his basket and dance, 140 years old. The soul can do anything. So these energies, they're different, the same and different. Panchatatmakam, Krishnam, Bhakta Rupa Sarupakam, the form of Bhakti, Nityananda. Of course, he was Nityananda, always in ecstasy, always jolly, always laughing. And we read that, we just sang that song, you know, in Lord Chaitanya, the first verse, says he was expert at joking and making everybody laugh. And we don't read too much about his jokes. The one I remember is that Mukunda, when Mukunda was hearing some Mayavadi talk, and Lord Chaitanya said, get out of here, and I never want to see you again, ever. So he took it, you know, as a devotee, to some kind of special mercy or something. But of course he wanted to get, again, the association of Lord Chaitanya. And all the devotees were begging Lord Chaitanya, be kind on him, you know, he's... it's not so bad what he did. And Lord Chaitanya was saying, no, no, no. Then he finally said, okay, just go out and tell him in 10 million lifetimes, again, he can associate with me. So that's a long time, you know, even if it's a short lifetime, 10 million. You know. So when they told him that, he started dancing in ecstasy and said, oh, the Lord is going to see me again. Ah, I'm not condemned. So the devotees came back and he said, what did he say? And he said he was so happy, he was joyful. He was dancing in ecstasy that Lord Chaitanya is going to let me come again in his association. So Lord Chaitanya said, call him in. And then when he came in, he paid obeisance and Lord Chaitanya said, I was just joking. So that's some idea of his jokes. They were having fun. They were always joyful. Krishna's always joyful. You know, Krishna smiling in the midst of the armies, you know, and before the battle started, and Arjuna saying, I'm not going to fight, and Krishna smiling in the midst of the army. So what to speak of Lord Chaitanya? He's grave, he's very serious, but always joyful. Nityananda's always joyful, always jolly, you know, always happy. Like he called Raghunath and said, you know, you paid obeisance to some far away, this is offense, he said. You have to be punished. But the punishment was you have to make a big feast for everybody. You know, not so bad. Friendly. So we're able, it's a, you know, an amazing thing to join this. And there's so many predictions. In the Mahabharata also a pricks, Hevana Manga, Hey Mungo, that he'll come with a golden complexion. There'll be that appearance of the Lord in the Kali Yuga and covered with sandalwood pulp and many, many places. And we find lists of predictions of Lord Chaitanya's appearance, that he's actually he's Krishna himself come, not just, you know, not the, all the avatars are also Krishna, but a little bit different. Like, this is just some... people saw Lord Chaitanya, it says they were, you know, everyone was overwhelmed. And so they started... glorifying, you know, how beautiful Lord Chaitanya was. And he said in the Mahabharata, it says, in his early pastimes, he appears as a householder with a golden complexion. His limbs are beautiful, and his body, smeared with the pulp of sandalwood, seems like molten gold. Hemanga, you know, his body's like gold. It's predicted in Mahabharata. And Garga Muni predicted also. He said he has these four different appearances. The yellow, that was at Krishna's time. He has white, red, and yellow. And then he had blackish. So he appears in that. Someone says he's blackish inside, but outside he's gold. So Krishna declares he comes whenever there's a decline in religiosity and an increase in irreligiosity. So that definitely is now. Some people will say, well, why didn't Krishna come now? But he did come. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama. Hare Hare. He's present, this incarnation, Nama Avatar. This is the incarnation for the age, and in the deity also, but especially in the holy name. So he's everywhere, all over the world now. The holy name is being chanted. We can see that in our festival in Mayapur. Even in the school there, the international school, they have students from almost 80 countries. They're all chanting Hare Krishna. We have books in so many languages. Much more than that, actually. But the Sankirtan movement is everywhere. The Mahabharata also says, that later he accepts sannyas and he's equipoised and peaceful, and he silences the impersonal non-devotees. In the Upapurana, he says, sometimes I accept the renounced order of life to induce the fallen people of the age to accept devotional service to the Lord. So that's Krishna himself, you know, predicting he comes. He takes sannyas, to chant the holy name all the time, and to inspire us to chant the holy name all the time. So with Lord Nityananda, he's Udilo Arana Pura Babaji Dwijamani Gora Amani Jagi. I was thinking on this Prikama. They start every morning at 6 o'clock morning. That's exactly sunrise at that time in Mayapur. So that's what Lord Chaitanya was doing every day. As the sun came up in the east, they went out chanting the holy name all day. Just chanting and dancing in ecstasy, and of course everybody would join in. When we go like that too, this year, you know, 6 days in a row, all these villages were getting these huge Harinam parties coming through, so definitely having a big effect on the world. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said this Navadvip Parikrama will purify the universe, because the holy name is so powerful, and especially when it's chanted in the holy land of Navadvip, which is the best of all the holy lands. And, you know, we get all these descriptions. In Kali Yuga, other holy places are becoming weakened, but the Navadvip is becoming more and more powerful, because from there, the Sankirtan movement is spreading. So now devotees are chanting all over Bombay, opening temples all over Bombay, all over everywhere in India. But not only India, but all over the world, we find devotees chanting. They're chanting in Russia or Moscow. Even long ago, our Haridas, you know, Haridas from Juhu, he was chanting in Moscow, because at that time, they could go to Russia. And he was chanting, and the police said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm singing a cinema song." Because the Indian cinema was popular there, so they said, "All right, that's the Indian." So Prabhupada noted that very strongly, that even you can chant in. But now, thousands of, and Russians are all over the world chanting. They've got these amazing kirtan parties. They come to Thailand. They go all over in the winter. They go all over Europe. And they just chant all day. So that the power of the Sankirtan movement and Lord Chaitanya's associates and the Panchatattva. And the more we hear this Leela, you know, which is unlimited, but the main thing is the Sankirtan. Lord Chaitanya had so many Leelas. It's all centered around the Sankirtan. Because in Navadvip, once, you know, first he had the Prabhupada noted, so he told somebody, Kirtan means alone, so Sankirtan means everybody, many devotees chanting. So he was chanting in the house of Srivas first, you know, with the intimate associates, and getting everybody especially, you know, energized. And then they went out chanting all over Navadvip. And then he went to Puri, and all the devotees were chanting, and he was sending devotees out every day in Puri also, spreading the holy name. Now we need to do that more and more everywhere. I was in Puri, it was some years ago though, things have changed, and some local people came up and they said, Nitai Gaurade Sham, Hare Krishna. I said, no, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They didn't know. They didn't know Hare Krishna mantra. Because at Haridas Samadhi, they chant that all the time. But now more and more devotees are going everywhere, and in Puri especially, always, almost every day, there's Harinam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare. So if we want this Sangha, this Gaur Sangha, then, you know, get out, join the Sankirtan party. Or sit down and, you know, read Chaitanya Charitamrita. Read the Chaitanya Bhagavat. You know, just by hearing about Lord Nityananda, one can get unlimited prema. We could, you know, and all the leelas are unlimited. So where to start? You know, with the Dvaita, Lord Chaitanya had a different relationship. Nityananda, he always called him brother, and even though Nityananda was almost 15 years older by birth, he never treated him like that. Although he told somebody, you made a big mistake, you have to worship Nityananda first, not me. You know, because he's senior. With the Dvaita, though, he was always honoring him. And the Dvaita didn't like that. Because he knew that this was his Supreme Lord Krishna. The Dvaita is Mahavishnu, Sadashiva. We were just at that Hariharak Chaitra. Subhag Swami was saying, I don't know, you know, where we find scripture about this Shiva and Vishnu, Advaita. Sometimes he's called Mahavishnu, sometimes Sadashiva. Somehow in the topmost spiritual realm, there's no difference. And when it finally manifests in the material world, some slight differences are there, but. And Advaita didn't like that, you know, being honored by Lord Chaitanya all the time. And he was scheming, you know, how he can get Lord Chaitanya to... Because he saw what this Mukunda was, I think. He said, you chastise him. Why give him so much mercy and not me? You don't chastise me. And Lord Chaitanya is honoring him. He even said, Sachimata can't get Krishna Prema because she offended Advaita. And so Advaita made a scheme, and he started preaching this yoga vishishta, I think, you know, that gyan is more important than bhakti. So he was preaching and teaching that, you know, he's a big teacher. And Lord Chaitanya took note and became very angry. And he went to Advaita's house, and he went in and he just threw him out the door, physically. And threw him on the ground. He was kicking him and chastising him. What are you preaching this? You know. And Advaita was so happy. He was, and his wife was freaking out. She said, "You're going to kill him. He's an old man. Be careful." And Advaita was completely in ecstasy. And Lord Chaitanya finally treated him like, you know, like a servant. So the different relationships are there. between Lord Chaitanya and his associates. Nityananda, they had a lot of joking also. He would sometimes chastise him, and but he honored him. He sent him back to Bengal, said, don't come to Puri anymore, you know, because all the devotees would come. And only you can preach in Bengal, he said. And I heard Radhanath Swami's explanation. Why he told him to get married is because a householder, he won't be criticized, you know, for if he's acting as a sannyasi, then he acts in his different avaduta ways. Someone may criticize, but so he spread the all over Bengal. He moved away from Navadweep. He lived in Kardaha. And from there, and his son was responsible to spread the chanting of Nitai Gauranga, Nityananda Gaur. He took that, and Lord Nityananda spread the Sankirtan movement all over Bengal. Lord Chaitanya went all over South India and Vrindavan, and then further associates on and on. You know, we know the Goswamis and then the Narottam and all the different descendants of Lord Chaitanya's direct disciples, the Goswamis. They all also, you know, spread and going on down the line. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur made the scheme to, you know, preach in English and get Lord Chaitanya's teachings. He sent that book out, that small book, The Life and Teachings of Precepts of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And very significant that he sent it out in 1896 all over the world, the same year that Prabhupada appeared, took birth. So devotees found one copy of that book in the library, back shelf, put away in the archives of the library. Devotee worked there in the university. Bhaktisiddhanta took it up. He had plans, and he spread all over India. And he preached in English. He wrote so much in English. And he also had plans to go to England. He sent devotees, but they didn't accomplish much. But right away, the first time he met Prabhupada, he told him, you preach in English. And Prabhupada did it. So by good mercy for us. And then he came back to India, and you know, because India was forgetting their heritage. But now, by the mercy of the Panchatattva, everywhere we had the Sankirtan parties. People, you know, traveling people everywhere they go in Europe, even in America. I don't know if you've been to New York City. Anybody been there lately? New York City? New York City has the most amazing Harinam party in the world. Because it can't, as far as my experience in the world, it's the only place they could do this in the world. There's one park there called Union Square Park. So that park is in the middle of major shopping area of New York, you know, Manhattan. And it's a, you know, I don't know how many subways crisscross underneath that station. And that park is a wide open park where all the people come and sell their arts and crafts and play their music, and anyone can do whatever they want there. So the devotees sit in one spot every day, 4 hours. So far for 3 years. And there's a stairway coming up from the subway, just like as far away as these ladies are sitting. And they're chanting. They can't use a speaker, but so people are coming up from the subway. They hear it when they're down. They know, and many people come every day. You know, they're coming from work. And many tourists are there from all over the universe. And the devotees are just chanting. So they come up from the subway and they just... Everybody stops. And you can sell books there. Like, people just... They're just amazed. But I've never seen another spot like that, you know, where you can just sit there in the same place. Unless it's really cold or rainy, then they go down inside the subway. New York also allows that. So special arrangement. Prabhupada started everything in New York. Now it's picking up again. But everywhere tourists go in the world, they see Harinam, and every day hundreds of movies are being made, by everybody, of Harinam parties. Many people, they have no idea what it is, but still they like it. Other people, they get amazed. Well, I saw this in London, I saw it, and I said, must be big. So this is what Lord Chaitanya started in Navadvip. He took it all over India. He traveled and in Puri, of course, he taught us the importance of worshiping Lord Jagannath and chanting the Maha Mantra. Always. Prabhupada, every translation, no matter what it says, Krishna Nam or any Nam, he always says the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This is what we want to stick with. But the Panchatattva Mantra also. We don't want to just chant all day Panchatattva, but to clear the way, take the mercy of the Panchatattva. Lord Chaitanya with Gadadhar, another relationship, because Gadadhar is the, Radharani's expansion in Gaur-lila. They spent their time, with the deities, Tota Gopinath, and reading Srimad Bhagavatam, relishing every day, 3 hours, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Gadadhar and Gaur together. And they read, everybody knows what they focused on. Gopi Gita? Huh? Yeah, Dhruva and Prahlad. So everybody knows it. It's interesting to think about that. He said, Lord Chaitanya, he favors devotees who had to really suffer and work for it to get where they are. More than the inhabitants of Vaikuntha, they just have it, But Dhruva and Prahlad, they suffered to achieve their, or to maintain their bhakti, to achieve it. So he honored them, especially, and we should also. It's not like something lesser, but Gadadhar and Gaur, and also Gadadhar was an expert cook. Radharani is an expert cook. So Gadadhar was an expert cook, and Lord Chaitanya would relish the prasad that was offered by Gadadhar, offered to Tota Gopinath, and then Lord Chaitanya would relish it. And he would, each item, he would be describing it and glorifying, the nectar. So all the different, and Srivas, of course, Narada Muni, he was also busy on the Sankirtan, and Lord Nityananda lived in the house of Srivas when he first came to Navadvip. I guess the whole time he was in Navadvip, and had also inconceivable pastimes there, acting like a baby. But wonderful, wonderful pastimes, and all the different kirtans that Lord Chaitanya blessed the house of Srivas to have, all those all-night kirtans for 1 year. And the house of Srivas became just like the Rasa Stali, exactly the same as the Rasa Dance, with all the intimate associates just chanting and dancing all night, tirelessly. So you can't imagine so much mercy, but we can hear about it, and all the different things that happened with Srivas. And Lord Chaitanya asked Srivas, how can you have so much faith in Nityananda? It's crazy. Nobody knows, who he is, where he's coming from. Somehow, even though he came from a Brahmin family and everything, they always saying, Advaita was saying like that also, we don't know who this guy is. He's a reject Paramahansa. And Srivas said, I'll never lose faith in Nityananda no matter what, even if he enters a wood liquor house or marries a Muslim, or I'll always have unlimited faith in him as supreme. And Lord Chaitanya blessed him that even if the goddess of fortune becomes a beggar and she's going door to door, impoverished, because of your faith in Lord Nityananda, there'll never be poverty in your house. Because he was asking them, you don't work, you don't, you know, how do you live, you know? What, how do you, you have a big family, how are you living? You're not working, you're not, he said, just depend on Krishna. And he was very happy with that. And Shiva's, you know, that we have so much, he's Narada Muni. So he's quite interesting. He's also older, same age as the parents of Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya had the five tattvas, and each one of them, even though they're expansions of himself, they're all different personalities, so they have different activities, different rasas with all of them. That's Krishna. Gornitai are non-different, but they're different. They have their relationships. They have their, not really arguments ever. Like Krishna and Balaram, sometimes they don't agree. They, right? Balaram was saying, you're too much attached to Arjuna. It's causing all the trouble. You know, I don't know why you can't see the good in Duryodhan. And Balaram told Krishna, you know, if you're friends with somebody, then you can't see anything wrong with them. That's your defect, he said. And just because, you know, Arjuna doesn't like Duryodhan, you can't see the good in him. You know. That's their leelas. And Gornitai, they, you know, they're just ecstatic together. And, you know, it's one of the inconceivable descriptions is when Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda met for the first time. Nityananda was waiting, you know, he was traveling all over India, visiting holy places, and he met Lakshmipati Tirtha. He got initiated by him, and that was quite an event. Lakshmipati, he was very old, and he was a worshiper of Lord Balaram. And then Balaram came to him in a dream and said, one Brahmin is going to come, and you know, you should initiate him. And then the next day he met Nityananda, and they had a very ecstatic time. And then Nityananda got the diksha from him. And then at night, Nityananda came and showed him that he was Balaram. And Lakshmipati Tirtha was, you know, overwhelmed with so much ecstasy and left his body shortly after that. Then Nityananda met Madhavendra Puri, who was also a disciple of Lakshmipati, and that was another, you know, days and days of unlimited ecstatic exchanges and falling unconscious and just bewildering all the devotees to see such exhibitions of Krishna prema. But he was waiting, you know, he didn't want to go to Navadvip while Lord Chaitanya was still in this mood of a scholar and not revealing him, you know, the Sankirtan movement yet. So he was waiting. He went back to Vrindavan. He traveled again. Came back to Vrindavan. He was living there, and much to the joy of all the inhabitants of Vrindavan. They all felt like Balaram had come back. Of course, he had come back. Even the animals, you know, everybody was ecstatic to come and greet Lord Nityananda. And then he finally heard that Lord Chaitanya started this Sankirtan. That was the chanting in Shiva's house. So he went to Navadvip. And there was another ecstatic meeting, which we could go on. That one goes on and on. Same way as when he met Madhavendra Puri. They would embrace and cry and fall unconscious for hours and, you know, make the ground muddy with tears and get up and dance and chant, Gora, Gora, Nitai, Nitai. And the devotees were just kind of, they didn't know what to do. They're just watching this, you know, they'd never seen anything like it. And then he sent Lord Nityananda to stay at the house of Srivas. And then not too long afterward, the outside Sankirtan started. Much to, you know, for the benefit of us, for the benefit of the universe. Demigods are coming. They came when Chaitanya took birth. Demigods are coming. Prabhupada said they're still coming. They want to join this movement. In this way, the Sankirtan movement is spreading all over the universe. The demigods can see what's going on Earth, and we can't see what's going on there. I saw some devotees that have some controversy about whether people went to the moon or not. You know. We don't care. The Sankirtan movement will go to the moon. It's going everywhere. But the people on the heavenly planets, also sometimes they get a lot of anxiety because they can also see the hellish planets. Then they get worried maybe that's going to happen to them. So even though they're in the heavenly planets, they can't enjoy. It's like if you go on a holiday and you're in a very nice hotel and you turn on the news and you see that, you know, then can't be peaceful, you know, that a bomb fell in your hometown, maybe my family's killed or so, you know, people like that, so you can't enjoy. The world is such a place, you know, you can't really enjoy the material world unless you join the Sankirtan movement. Then with great ecstasy, the devotees are associated, because we can associate also with Lord Chaitanya. By joining in, and we're doing the same thing. Our movement is a continuation of Lord Chaitanya's Leela. Someone may question, you know, but the activities are the same. Our consciousness is not exactly the same as Srivastacharya or those people. But the activities are the same, and if we carry on, the more we can absorb ourselves in these activities. Like now, more and more devotees are having these 24-hour kirtan and 8-hour kirtans and 6-hour kirtans. And so we get more absorbed than just a 10-minute kirtan, right? The holy name is the same. But the longer we join in, the more devotees are joining, the more we can get absorbed in the holy name, that we can't remember anything else. You know, that's what we want. And we want that to spread. We want to get it out. Like these devotees in New York, the one devotee who leads it, Ram Roy, you know, he's really working hard. And every day he has a cart, you know, full of cushions and harmonium, mridanga, books, everything. And he pushes it for almost 1 mile, sets it up, you know, tells every, you know, of course everybody knows now it's going to be there, so all kinds of devotees come. It's in the park. The women can bring their children. You know, it's a perfect setup. Don't have to worry. And everybody loves it. The people are so happy around there. It's quite inconceivable. But imagine, like, these people, every day they're coming back from work. One girl told me, I come up from that subway and that music is so beautiful. I just crying and... Some people, you try to give them a book, no, I just want to hear that music. I just love it. Leave me alone. That's okay. Many people want to know what are you doing, and they want the book. You know? And so this power is there, and it's we want to be part of it. These leelas are not just 500 years ago and just in the book. They're going on everywhere. Gaur Nitai is here. Gaur Nitai is in so many temples. Panchatattva has appeared in Mayapur in a, you know, big, big size, overwhelming everybody. But we want to go out, you know, we want to be everywhere, here, there, and everywhere, the holy name. Every town and village. There's so many towns and villages that still no one's ever heard of the holy name. But still it's spreading. People hear it on the internet. People hear it, you know, I just saw in Japan, one Mataji, her name is Jamuna, and she was running a restaurant for a long time. Finally, she gave that up, and every day now she goes out for Harinam. She has a little ukulele, you know. And the TV was interviewing her, you know, and they were asking her about some kind of crazy disease that's going on. I don't know what it is in Japan. They call it sleep paralysis or something. And so they were asking her about that. What do you think? She was singing some song in Japanese and started chanting Hare Krishna. And the television people were like, they were so happy. They were smiling like anything, laughing. So she's getting all over Japanese television, just chanting Hare Krishna, becoming famous, just two or three girls chanting Hare Krishna. One boy just joined him one day, never met devotees before, and led the kirtan for 40 minutes. Just picked right up on it. Maybe heard it somewhere. They didn't know, but never met him before. But this is even Japan, which is like the most dried up place in the world. It's breaking through, you know. People want to know, what are you doing? And the more we do it, we get purified. Just taking prasadam, Lord Chaitanya's leelas, there's so much prasadam taking leelas, right? Lord Chaitanya himself, I remember when I was first a devotee, and devotees had heard some of the stories, you know. There were no books, no Chaitanya chart, no, and they would always like to tell that story, how Lord Chaitanya ate that whole warehouse full of prasadam. That proves he's God, you know, he can do that. Because we would try to do that, but devotees are always trying to, you know, eat all the prasadam. But he did it without any difficulty. He just kept bringing bags and bags of, it was all sweets and, you know, pickles and stuff, so nothing went bad, and he just ate and ate and ate until everything was finished. But he served prasadam, and the devotees would relish. He would enjoy the cooking. Devotees would be cooking for Lord Chaitanya. We're still cooking for Lord Chaitanya, but we want to keep that consciousness. Cooking for Krishna, then we get the remnants. Not cooking for myself and offering to Krishna. Big difference. Cooking for Krishna. What does Krishna like? You know, how this Krishna is going to eat this? You know. So we want to make everything nice. We want to, you know, devotees are cooking like that. Then anyone who takes that prasadam, they're going to get, you know, so much mercy. The Lord Chaitanya, he didn't cook, even though he was in the mood of Radharani, because he was acting as a sannyasi. Radharani is an expert at everything, but especially cooking and dancing. So Lord Chaitanya focused on the dancing, not cooking. Because sannyasi and the smarta, they can't cook. You know. Wasn't even supposed to eat nice food, he would always argue, you know. The Dwaita, we were just at a Dwaita's house there in Shantipur, and remembering that Leela, you know, when Lord Chaitanya, by the mercy tricks of Lord Nityananda, came back to Navadvip, and a Dwaita met him, he jumped in the Jamuna. And it is the Jamuna on that side, actually, the Ganga. But he jumped in, and Advaita picked him up in a boat, and he said, "What are you doing in Vrindavan?" You know. Advaita said, "Well, wherever you are, that's Vrindavan." And he took him to his house, and he had a huge feast. And Lord Chaitanya was saying, "I'm a sannyasi." He was a new sannyasi at the time. He said, "I can't eat so much. You know, I just want this Bengali lapra bhanjana, it's called, and boiled vegetables. And you boil like five vegetables, no spice." And Advaita said, "I know who you are. In the Jagannath Puri, you eat 52 times and you eat unlimited amounts. So this is nothing for you." And Lord Chaitanya, you know, gave in. But Nityananda, he said, "I've been fasting for 3 days and I thought I was going to get something, and this is nothing. It's not even touching the hole in my stomach. What's wrong with you? What kind of host are you?" So they're both criticizing Advaita. One for giving him too much and the other one for not giving enough. They had the same, you know, banana leaf, super big banana leaf. I don't know how big it was, but, you know, the whole leaf, you know, we cut them up, but this was a whole leaf piled up with everything and hundreds of preparations. And Nityananda is complaining it's not enough. Lord Chaitanya is complaining it's too much. So they're the same person, but different. And we can go on and on, you know, making comparisons. Devotees also like the devotees in the Jiva Dharma, they were discussing the similarities between Gaur Leela and Krishna Leela. It's another one you can go on and on unlimitedly. Of course, the childhood pastimes are very easy to compare. Lord Chaitanya is a naughty boy and Krishna also is a naughty boy. The rasas with their mothers, you know, in different ways, but the same thing. And just doing everything to completely charm everyone around them. For a child, naughtiness, you know, attracts the most attention. Right? If a child is being very, very good, you say, okay, very nice. don't bother him, you know. But if the child is being naughty, everybody comes and either they try to stop him or they try to change it. You know, everybody pays attention. So better that we learn from Lord Chaitanya to look for the good, you know, praise the devotee's activities, whatever, look for the good, and encourage everybody to do more and more. Ask everyone. One devotee was telling me yesterday how somebody told him some kind of gossip about somebody. I said, you know, why do you listen to that? Why don't you ask these devotees who talk like that, can you please tell me something about Lord Chaitanya? Or, you know, do you know anything from the Gaur Leela or Krishna Leela? Can you please talk about that rather than Internet Leela or Internet Kata or Gramya Kata? The natural attraction is there to katha, to activities. So Lord Chaitanya kindly appeared and, you know, he exhibited all these activities. And they're unlimited. And we keep hearing, you know, there's unlimited more and more. Even just Chaitanya Charitamrita, the more we read it, and sometimes in one or two pages you get 10, 12 leelas. They just quickly, you know, and you can't even remember them till you go over them again and again. And then they expand. And Krishnadas Kaviraj said, he's standing on the shore of the ocean. So we can go here to the shore of the ocean. How much of the ocean can we see? And even as much, we see only the surface. You know, for a few miles, or if we go up in a helicopter or up on the bridge there, we can see more. But it's very small. We're only seeing the surface. We can't even see a fish below the surface, like an eagle can, or something, you know, like a hawk. But the ocean is so deep that many parts of it they can't find the bottom. And he's describing that the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya are like that, and you can go on describing them with millions of miles for millions of years, and never repeating the same thing, and still never cover it. So, you know, our mundane mind might think, well, I've heard this before, but it's always ever fresh. Spiritual world, there's no past and future like we have. No lamentation and no anxiety about the future. No lamentation about the past. Everything is ecstatic now. Total absorption in whatever is going on, which is all Krishna. And that's what the Sankirtan movement is all about. That's what happens when we absorb ourselves in these festivals or absorb ourselves in just chanting Hare Krishna all day long or going out and telling everyone about Krishna all day long. We get absorbed and then nothing else, even if we do remember other things, it becomes quite irrelevant because everything just comes and goes. Everything is going to change except Krishna. In the heart, except for our relationship with Krishna, which is always ecstatic. So, you know, I'm very fortunate you invite me here and you have so much enthusiasm to hear about Krishna. It's something special, you know. And I was just in China and they asked me to talk Chaitanya Leela, I don't know, it was a long time, 5 or 6 days. And they had a packed house there. We got so many devotees came. Of course, for them, they hadn't heard it before very much. Many, because they don't have the book. So only the ones that knew English, they liked. But the other ones, it was especially wonderful because they were hearing for the first time. But even in China, where someone may think, well, you know, they'll say Chinese this and that. You hear so many things about different countries. That the people of the country don't have, it's completely different for them. And like I say, and sometimes we hear the news. I was at one time the temple opening in Siliguri, I think it was, in Bengal. So it's many crowded, they put me in a hotel, and I turned on the news there, and it was talking about Israel. And I got so worried about the devotees in Israel, I couldn't concentrate on anything. I was just, my God. So I finally called up. I said, what's going on there? Nothing. It's completely normal. But the news, according to the news, like the whole country was on fire or something, and there was nothing but terrorists blowing themselves up everywhere. But the people there didn't know about it. Then I thought, okay, you know, turn off the news. You know, everybody, whenever I was going to, you can't go there, isn't it really dangerous? I said, pretty safe, you know. If you ride the bus there, half of them are in the army, they have guns, and feel pretty safe, you know. Everywhere the army guys are walking around with these rifles and even girls. But, you know, we hear things, but when we hear about the spiritual world, this is the truth, and we should take it, and we should want to hear it again and again and become absorbed. And Krishna will always take care of us in the material world. He's taking care of everybody. He's providing shelter for everyone, food and association. And, you know, we have this amazing movement. Like I said, we see that Mayapur, how it's grown. 1975, the first year I went, there was only the Lotus building. Now that building is lost, you know, and now there's millions. And what to speak of off campus? There was nothing. Nothing. The road coming, there was Vrindavan also. We could walk out of the temple. A devotee took me out, and that was, I don't know when, it might have been in the 70s, might have been in the 80s, just to walk up the road to see the Nila guy, you know, those blue guys. It was all jungle. Just take a right, go up the road, there's all jungle all the way to the highway. Now there's no jungle, there's no trees anywhere. But there's so many devotees and so many pilgrims coming, and so many new temples coming up. Prabhupada always said there's 5,000 temples in Vrindavan. How many do you think there are now? Because every day you find new ones. If you walk anywhere, there's new temples, big and small. That's all because of Prabhupada. Because Prabhupada had absolute faith in his spiritual master, and he had absolute faith in the Maha Mantra, and just teaching everyone to chant the Maha Mantra. Follow in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya and the parampara, and we see the results and this growing, you know, I don't know how you say of it, you know, if it's grown that much, and I guess it's quite a few years now, but you know, how much it's going to grow in the next 40 years? Because growing at a faster pace, starting with something so huge instead of starting with a few people. In Juhu, Bombay, when I was there in 1978, or 77, or 78, the American immigration, they would come every month, checking everybody's, you know, everybody was a foreigner. There was two or three Indians there. And they would be checking if we had visas and passports and all that, you know, because there were many difficulties. Now it's overflowing. And there's only Bhima, the only foreigner there. And he's, but this here also started very small, but now every day you have new buildings and more people coming, and by Prabhupada's mercy. Because devotees are focused on this, you know, parampara and this lila, hearing about Lord Chaitanya, worshipping the deities, doing all the basic things, it just keeps expanding. We don't have to, we have to find more and more ways to give the same thing, but we don't need new things to give people. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare, Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then Lord Chaitanya, you know, gives unlimited mercy. Lord Nityananda and the parampara. When we connect with Prabhupada, we connect with the entire parampara and get so much power from all these people. So, Pancha Tattva Vitirna Chaitanya Rasange. Pancha Tattva Laya Karen Sankirtana Rangay. Pancha Tattva Laya Karen Sankirtana Rangay. I was listening to these classes, and you know, sometimes it won't go in order, and that one came up again and again. And when I heard Prabhupada chanting that, he's always ecstatic when he chants the slokas. But that one, it was really amazing. And I don't know if you ever were there, the way that Pradyumna Prabhu chanted the slokas. It's one of the most powerful memories I have of my time in Krishna consciousness. He would chant these slokas with so much power, and Prabhupada would repeat like in ecstasy. So that's why we keep all these simple things going, you know. We don't have to change anything, but just spread it more and more. So I don't know, I'm probably over time, but that's what you're supposed to do here, right? I don't know how many times I heard Radhana Swami say, "Oh, I'm over time again." All right. So any question or any, should we stop or what? The next verse says, "There is no difference spiritually between these five tattvas. Everything is absolute on the transcendental platform, yet there are varieties in the spiritual world. In order to taste these varieties, one should distinguish between them." There's variety, unlimited variety. The Mayavadis say, variety is in the material world. It's in the spiritual world, there's no variety. But variety, Prabhupada, what is it? Said, how did he say that? Variety is the mother of enjoyment. You know, we like variety. Different kinds of people, different dress, you know, different colors, different, you know, variety. If you go in the shop, a uniform shop or something, you know, and all they have is the uniform, everything exactly the same. You don't have to spend much time shopping there. If you need the uniform, you just buy it. But if you go in the Gap or one of these fashion shops where they have unlimited varieties of fashion, right, then you have to, which one am I going to go for, you know? I saw it, and I think it must have been America, a haircutting place. So they had a booth. You get in this booth, and they had it, you could see your face, and then you could try on different haircuts. The computer, thousands of different haircuts, and decide which one you want. Variety. Everyone's looking for variety. But the spiritual world means much more variety and much nicer variety. Not, you know, anything bad, but unlimited variety. More colors, more sounds. You know, limited here. How much is the sound spectrum? You are all scientific, maybe. It's a very small part of the sound spectrum that we can perceive. And if you go to more and more loud kirtans, it becomes smaller. I can testify. And we can see a very small part of the light spectrum. We don't see ultraviolet. We don't see infrared. We see a very small part. But in the spiritual world, you can get everything. Much more. But we have to see through these, you know. Our eyes are just like this also. So they allow us to see a certain amount. So nowadays, many of us have. Somebody gave me these in Pune. He saw me trying to read the sloka, and then he kindly set me up. But we're limited. The ears are limited. The dog can hear. They have dog whistles in America, and we can't hear it. The dog, you know, freaks out. He comes running. It's such a high-pitched sound that a dog can hear it. And the human can't hear it. So you think, this doesn't work, you know. But the dog, and everyone has a unique voice and a unique inside the eye and unique fingerprint and unique everything. Since time immemorial, I guess, they've never found two fingerprints the same, you know. Then how can it be that the body is a covering of the soul, so the body has so much variety, then the soul must have much more variety, much more individuality. If the body has so much individuality, but they're saying the soul doesn't, then who would want to be in a place where everything is exactly the same? Anybody would like that? Some people are so frustrated in material life that they think that would be nice, but they don't. If you put someone in that, they have those tanks, you know, sense deprivation tank. Nobody can stay more than 15 minutes or something. They go crazy. Can't feel anything, can't hear anything, can't see anything. Temperature remains exactly the same. You go crazy. So that's what the Maya bodies are offering. And somehow people think, oh yeah, that would be nice. We want variety. And Lord Chaitanya's Leela, there's millions of individual devotees there, all variety. In Prabhupada's movement, all here, we have so many individuals. And we take great pleasure in hearing in the association of devotees that have more and more different realizations of Krishna. So go on, please. You know, talk about Lord Chaitanya. Join the Sankirtan movement. Get out and distribute the books. People are waiting everywhere. They're just waiting for their book, for their to hear the holy name, to meet a devotee. You know, sadhu sangha sarva shastakoi, lava matra, even one moment, 1/11th of a second or whatever that is, of association with devotee is the most wonderful perfection. So when you go out, you meet a lot of people and they all get this special mercy. They're all getting started on their way back to serving Lord Chaitanya directly. So thank you very much. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Shri Shri Gaur Purnima ki jai. Shri Radha Gopinath Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari. Alright. Are there questions? Everybody wants to run. It's time for... Yes, sir.